Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Alrighty, nighty. Today is a weird day of holidays, and I can prove it to you guys on checkiday.com. That's checkiday.com. Oh, my gosh. Okay. But, hey, at least I am talking to you guys on a Monday. I have internet access and my phone. Oh, I feel so good to be alive. I seriously was worried I would not have my phone or my internet. Darn this internet company. Okay. I mean, I would vent about it, but I need to stop doing my vents on the radio show. I mean, normally I do that. Normally I do that, and it's kind of helpful because I hardly see my best friend. But, man. And I just tweeted her, pretty today about wanting to hang out, and she didn't respond. What the heck? Anyways, today is holidays on checkiday.com. There is five, and if you did not notice the title, I was able to use three of those holidays in the title. Be an angel, my peach, because the fairy is in. Yes, three holidays I used in the title. And let me tell you what those five holidays that are going on today. National Pecan Torte Day, National Tooth Fairy Day, National Eat a Peach Day, National Be an Angel Day, and also Southern Hemisphere Hoodie Who Day. What? I've never even heard of the Southern Hemisphere Hoodie Who Day. And I actually looked it up because I wanted to make sure I had at least some research done for the show. And it seems that a website called, wellcat.com, that's WELLCAT.com. Apparently they made up the holiday. They decided to make it a special ritual for the people who are sick and tired of winter and would like to chase it away. And since August is the last winter month in the Southern Hemisphere, this holiday is perfect for people in South America, Africa, and Australia. So, what should you do on Hoodie Who Day? To chase winter away? Go outside at noon, your local time zone. Raise your heads above... Wait, what? Oh, raise your hands above your head and shout, Hoodie Who! That's enough to cheer you up for a long winter day and even month, because you know that you've performed a special ritual welcoming spring. And do you know where the word Hoodie Who originated from? Ironically, it was first heard on the TV show The Andy Griffith Show. This is a greeting word of how are you in talking country lingo. Crazy, right? So it was actually really hard to find songs for these particular holidays. So I managed, actually, you know what, let me put in the order of, I mean, I did find one song for a tooth fairy, but it was a really weird one, and I could not find a single song for pecan torts, not even for pecan pie. I mean, there was just recipe videos on YouTube and Vimeo. It was weird. I had a hard time finding those kind of songs. There actually was, I'm sure I already said it, but there was one song for Tooth Fairy. But it was so weird and distorted that I don't really want to have it on my radio show. I mean, I could just give you guys like a little snippet of what I heard. Because that was, like, really, really creepy. I'll just play, like, one small part of it, because seriously, that was the weirdest song I've ever heard. Let me get to a point. There we go. No. I want you guys to hear the chorus.
Almost sure that it was her. With beautiful wings and a necklace made of teeth, I think I saw the tooth fairy. With a wiggle and a jiggle and a wiggle and a jiggle, my tooth fell all yesterday. I was eating an apple and all of a sudden my tooth fell out all the way. I knew just what I should do with my tooth, tucked it under my pillow safe and sound. And while I was sleeping, believe what I say, I saw the tooth fairy's wings leave the ground.
I don't know. I just find it really weird. Like, this is by, I'm not trying to judge or anything, but when I expect songs of the Tooth Fairy, I expect them to be happy and cheerful and not as jazzy or bluesy or whatever. I don't really know what this kind of song falls under. But you can check it out yourself. You can find it on YouTube, surprisingly. Tooth Fairy, it's called The Tooth Fairy Children's Song by Patty Shukla. And you can find it on Patty Shukla's YouTube channel. Her YouTube name is of course, Patty Shukla. That's P-A-T-T-Y-S-H-U-K-L-A. Shukla or Shukla? I don't know. There's probably different ways of saying it. There are really weird. Oh, why didn't I see this? I'm dumb. Of course I should have looked in the suggestions on the side. Those are weird. What the heck? Stranger Danger, Color Song for Children. Stop, Children's Song, Musical Freeze. Baby Language Song. Nice. I ought to try that. I ought to check that song out. Anywho, let's actually get to one of the songs. The first one is actually a pretty loud one, actually. I'm not sure if this would be called hard rock or heavy metal or whatever. I'm terrible with figuring out genres, at least as far as music goes. This one is called Send Me an Angel by Scorpions. Oh, my gosh. Hope you enjoy, everyone, and make sure you are dancing. This is our Dancing Monday, of course. Get your tennis shoes on, grab your water bottle, because I do not want you dehydrated, especially in this weather in Missouri. My gosh. Again, the song is Send Me an Angel by Scorpions.
Yeah.
All right, that was Send Me an Angel by Scorpions and Solar Angels by Judas Priest. And you can find, I'm sure you can find these songs like somewhere out on the internet or even on the radio. But these songs I found on YouTube. Let's see, Scorpions, you can find on their Scorpions Vivo channel, which is pretty cool. Judas Priest, you can find that song, his song, sorry, Solar Angels, under the name of Matthew Weitzema. I don't know how you say that last name. Definitely unique, I can tell you that. All right, so to continue, those two songs, of course, follow the National Be an Angel Day. And the next holiday to celebrate is National Eat a Peach Day. You'll be surprised what song I chose for that one. Because, seriously, it is like one of the best songs ever. Because it's from one of my favorite, it's from one of my favorite films that I used to that I remember loving and being creeped out by it at the same time. Of course, there are like a lot of kids' films that are like that. Yes, I'm saying this is from a kids' film. It's from the film James and the Giant Peach. Oh my gosh, do you guys remember that movie? Insane. Okay, anyways, so the one thing that I have not asked though is how are you doing? Take a moment to realize what you're doing in your day while you're listening to my radio show. And you're coming to realize, wait, have I really done any progress today? Have I done anything that can put my mind at ease? Well, I can tell you one thing. It's the dance, dance, dance. All right, I'm being a pain in the patootie. So this is actually a pretty good song. It's a little creepy, but considering it's about a peach, it's actually really yummy. I actually really like peaches. They're pretty good to eat. Kind of sloppy, though, because they're so juicy. They could just drip down your cheek and bleh. So anyways, this is the Peach Song from James and the Giant Peach. I honestly don't know who sings them. I do know one of them is sung. I do know one of the characters is sung by Jeff Glenn Bennett. Jeff Bennett, an amazing actor. An amazing singer. Okay, anyways, cheerio.
I've eaten many strange and scrumptious dishes in my time, like chili bugs and curry slugs and earwigs cooked in slime. And my Twitter rice is very nice when they're roasted in their prime. But don't forget to sprinkle them with just a pinch of grime. I'm crazy about mosquitoes on a piece of butter toast, and pickled spines of porcupines, and then a great big roast, and dragon flesh, quite old, not fresh, it costs a buck and mouth.
Daddy's cup is gravy.
It comes to you in barrels if you order it by post.
Dinner on my birthday, shall I tell you what I do? Hot noodles made of poodles on a spice of garden hoe. And a rather smelly jelly made of armadillo's toes. The jelly is delicious, but you have to hold your nose.
Crispy tentacles of octopus at tea. I like hot dogs with a lot of broth, and surely you'll agree, a plate of fur with engine oil's a super recipe.
Recipe.
I hardly need to mention that it's practically free.
Off. These foods are rare beyond comparison.
come right out of reach.
Nice game, Commodore.
But there's no doubt I'd go without a million plates of each.
Out of my face.
For one small mite.
One small mite.
Great song. Oh, whoa, that was loud. Okay, turning that down a bit. Okay, that was the next song. Sorry, guys. So I actually looked it up. Richard Dreyfuss did sing, so that's really surprising. I mean, I know he can sing. I didn't know he actually was singing. I need to correct them. Where did that song go? Hang on, everyone. Because someone was saying that Richard Dreyfuss did not sing, but it's completely. Oh my gosh, there should not be a Muppet version of this story. Please no. hang on, where was it? Okay, so I need to correct them. I'll do it after. Oh my gosh, I'll do it after. Anyways, okay, that sounds a little better. It's actually really surprising. The song was written, of course, the lyrics, oh my gosh, that's awesome. The lyrics were written by Roald Dahl. Thank you, Roald. Because surprisingly, I had forgotten that this movie was based on a book written by Roald Dahl. And surprisingly, if you know by now, there is a new movie that's out this year called The BFG. And, of course, that one is based off a book by Roald Dahl. Oh, my gosh. wait. Oh, hang on a second. How long is that one song? Oh, no. I need to get that out playing now. Okay, so those the singers in that song, Richard Dreyfuss, Susan Sarandon, Simon Callow, Jane Leaves, Paul Terry, David Thewlis? I don't know how you pronounce that. Jeff Bennett and Sally Stevens. Okay, cool. But now I got to get going because this song is pretty long. This next song is pretty long, and I got to bid you all adieu. So, I am Sweet Rescue Rabbit saying goodbye. Ugh, gosh dang it, I messed it up again. I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rescue Rabbit saying goodbye with Southern Hemisphere by Lauj and Baba Noom. This is an instrumental piece, so I hope you all enjoy.
may provide clues as to what happened when the Gondwana supercontinent collapsed.